This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Way over on the other side of the country from Baltimore, and in a completely different economy, truth be told, there is almost more money than people know what to do with. Silicon Valley is where I'm talking about, where if you are going to go under, you might as well do it fast and just be done with it. That is one of many possible takeaways on the meteoric rise and spectacular flameout of the anonymous social networking site Secret. It was a brief but crazy success during the year and a half or so it was around. It got $35 million from some big names in venture capital. But now the CEO is going to shut things down and give some of that money back to investors. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has the story.
Secret allowed users to blast an anonymous message or picture to friends and connections and let them be delighted or dismayed in guessing the sender.
There was everything from, like, everyone be careful, there's a dangerous person who's picking fights, to, yeah, I have a crush on him or her.
That's Max Wolf. He's chief economist at Manhattan Venture Partners, which researches and values tech companies before they go public. He says Secret was really popular with high school and college kids.
At one point, I think they had surpassed 15 million downloads with no marketing budget initially behind that.
But the app quickly ran into issues. Cyberbullies used it as a place to taunt people. Wolf says a redesign made the app look too much like its competitors, Whisper and Yik Yak. Interest fizzled. Key employees jumped ship. Matthew Wong is a research analyst at CB Insights. He says Secret could have tried to reverse course and reinvent itself instead of shutting down. But he says it's hard to get that initial investor excitement back.
This was probably the way to go, and rather than, you know, try to take us in a different direction or continue with a company where the chances of success aren't as high as they definitely were earlier.
We could be seeing more of this kind of failure in Silicon Valley, particularly in the app world. Max Wolf at Manhattan Venture Partners says the app economy is like the music industry, where you might have a hit single.
And you put together a really expensive tour, and by the fifth week of the tour, you're playing to no one.
Wolf says at that point, there's probably no need to keep the money the record companies advanced and continue on another 20 cities. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.